The last 2 years have been awfully exciting for Jeanette fans, thanks to names like Marcus, Gabrus, Grant, and Pryor. Those guys are now off to college, but the 2008 football season could be equally as exciting for Jayhawk followers. Coach Ritz's club returns 8 offensive players and 8 defensive players who were full or part-time starters on last year's state championship team. Among the returning starters is senior Jordan Hall, who has already offered a verbal commitment to The Ohio State University. There is no questioning Hall's ability on the football field, but there is a question as to where he will line up. Coach Ritz says you'll see number 2 all over the football field.
We got some packages in, like he'll play a little bit of quarterback, and you know, we'll move him around, but he'll play some quarterback out of the shotgun and stuff like that.
If he lines up anywhere other than under center, senior Cameron Baraji will call the plays. Cam has gained nearly 20 pounds in the offseason and has also reduced his 40 time to a 4.5 speed. Whoever plays quarterback will have a number of options to look to. Seniors James Derry, Dane Vaughn, Mario McGowan, and Justin Ketchran were all impressive carrying the ball with limited touches last season. 2 years ago, Derry was the second leading rusher on the team behind some guy named Pryor. On the outside, there are a number of playmakers returning as well. Greg Williams had some big catches for the Hawks as a junior last year, and this year he'll be joined on the outside by the brothers Harris. Senior Mosiah was a starter at corner last year, and junior Toddy has been one of the hardest preseason workers, according to Coach Ritz. Brian Waitman is also back at tight end. The coaching staff thinks the junior could be a Division I player by the time he's done at Jeanette. The skill positions are once again loaded for the Hawks, but the front line could be a question. Line leaders Jason Marcus, Matt Gabrus, and Adam Locke have all moved on, leaving a few holes. There is no hole, however, where Big C Chris All lines up. The senior is moving over from center to guard this season. Junior Sammy Moore is also back for another year as a starter, but players like Dejon Hall, Andrew Kolasinski, Nick Campbell, and Anthony Denny will have to step up along the front line. The same names will be in place along the defensive front as well. Chris Hall was a starter last year, and both Denny and Campbell saw significant time for the state champs. The linebacking core loses Michael Matt and Adam Locke, but Dane Vaughn, James Derry, and Mario McGowan all saw significant time due to injuries last year. Brian Waitman is another man who could make a big impact at linebacker. In the secondary, it could be a Harris family reunion again. Mosiah will return to start at one corner, and brother Toddy will compete with Cam for the start on the other side. Number 2 will be lurking at the safety position, and a number of young guys will also look for time in the backfield. Coach Ritz likes the way his defense looks on paper.
I think defensively we have a chance to be faster than last year overall. You know, I think we can be pretty good defensively. So, you know, like I said, this all is predicated on camp.
Special teams-wise, the Jayhawks feature the best returner in the state in Jordan Hall and one of the top punters in Cam Baraji. Mike Danko and John Staff split the kicking duties last year, but they both graduated, so a new booter will be needed for the season. The kicker will be picked in camp, and Coach Ritz says a lot of other things will also be determined then.
Right, we can't tell until we put pads on. You know, I mean, everybody's a camp All-American. You put pads on, we'll tell the tale.
Jeanette looks like the team to beat in the Interstate Conference, but the league will once again be strong. Mount Pleasant moves down to AA after a conference championship in AAA last year. Greensburg Central Catholic is also good again in East Allegheny, returns running back Monte Ashby, who was the only back to run for more than 100 yards against the Jayhawk defense last year. Elsewhere in AA this year, Beaver Falls brings back Todd Thomas and a talented team. Aliquippa returns junior quarterback Rasheem Jones, who threw for 315 yards against the Hawks last year. And Valley also returns a ton of talent. Jeanette may not blow teams away this year like last, but with a number of players looking for a chance to prove themselves, this year's club could compete for a third straight WPIL championship. Coach Ritz believes if the summer workouts are any indication of the season, it should be a good one.
These kids have done a nice job working out. We've had, like, for example, physical fitness. We've probably averaged at least 35 kids in physical fitness, which is pretty unheard of, you know what I mean? And basically, we're only going to have about probably 50 kids on a team, and the other dance physical, we had 45. So they're coming. I mean, they're doing everything they're supposed to do.
Only 6 teams have ever won 3 straight WPIL titles, and you can follow Jeanette's quest to become number 7 on Sam FM 107.1 with 2 regular season games and every playoff game. You also know you'll get the best inside information on the Jays right here at www.JeanetteJayhawksFootball.blogspot.com. For Jeanette's radio station, Sam FM 107.1, I'm Brent Wiggum reporting.